listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your Pilbara and Kimberley local news. Here's what's making news Friday, December 2nd. Parts of the Gibb River Road are still closed this morning due to flooding. While a welcome relief as river levels are easing along the Fitzroy River, no major rainfall is expected over the coming days. A saltwater crocodile has been spotted within the harbour area of the Dampier foreshore. The 2-metre croc was seen around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. Parks and Wildlife are urging people to be cautious and stay away from the water's edge. Those in public houses in the Kimberley are taking refuge from the heat in supermarkets. That's the findings from a report from the Kimberley Community Legal Service, highlighting the need for air conditioners to be installed in all homes. Systematic change advocate Grace Dudley says it impacts short and long-term health.
People who are already unwell, the heat really exacerbated their ability to manage their illness. Same with any like children being exposed to too much heat. Things like chronic disease and renal failure are definitely impacted by the heat.
A big surge in international visitors to WA. New tourism data shows overseas holidaymakers are flocking to the state, with numbers almost back to pre-pandemic levels, while domestic travel is up 24% on this time in 2019, just before COVID hit. To local sport, the Dampier Taverners One are hoping to secure their spot in the finals of West Pilbara cricket this weekend. They're taking on the Karratha Cats in the semi-finals tomorrow at Windy Ridge Oval, while Pecks Creek One will clash against the Nickel Hawks as they fight for their spot at KLP Oval. Both games get underway at 4 o'clock. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.